This story of the white trout is told by Samuel Lover, and it combines the beauty and mystical qualities of Celtic poetry with a sort of stage Irish humour. There was once upon a time a beautiful lady that lived in a castle up in the lake beyond. They say she was promised to a king's son, and they were to be married, when all of a sudden he was murdered, God help us, the crater, and thrown into the stream above. And so, of course, he couldn't keep his promise to the fairy lady. And more's the pity. The story goes that she went out of her mind because of losing the king's son. For she was tender-hearted, God help her, like the rest of us. And she pined away after him, until at last no one about seen her, good or bad. And the story went that the fairies had taken her away. Well, sir, in course of time, the white trout, God bless it, was seen in the stream above, and no one knew what to make of it at all. For a white trout had never been heard of before nor since. And years upon years it was there, just where you see it this blessed minute, longer than I can tell, aye, and beyond the memory of the oldest in the village. At last the people began to think it must be a fairy, for what else could it be? And no hurt nor harm was ever put on the white trout, until some wicked sinners of soldiers came to these parts and laughed at the people and jibed and jeered them for thinking the likes. And one of them in particular, a hardened villain, God forgive me for saying it, he swore he'd catch the pretty trout and ate it to his dinner. Would you believe the villainy of that soldier? Sure enough, he caught the trout and away with him home and put on the frying pan, and into it he pitches the pretty little thing. The trout squealed, just like a Christian creature, and my dear, you'd have thought that soldier would have split his sides laughing, for he was a hardened villain. And when he thought one side was done, he turned it over to fry the other. But would you believe it? Not a trace of burn was on the trout at all. And the soldier said, "It's a queer trout that can't be broiled. But I'll try you again, my darling, cunning as you think yourself." So he cooked it and cooked it till he thought it should be done. But when he looked, no more done was that side than the first one. "Well," says the soldier, "maybe you're better than you look, like a singed cat, and a titbit after all." And he up with his knife and fork and plunged them into the trout. The trout let out a scream. The soldier thought the blood would freeze in his veins, and it leapt out of the pan and fell onto the floor. And where it fell, there riz up the most beautiful lady that ever was seen, all dressed in white, with a crown of gold in her hair, and the blood running down her arm. "Look where you cut me, you villain," says she. My dear, he thought the sight would leave his eyes. "Oh, lady, lady," he said, "I didn't know it was you." "Why couldn't you leave me alone?" said she. "Why couldn't you leave me alone at my duty?" "Your duty," said the soldier, "your duty. Oh, ma'am, I never knew you were on duty, or I'd never have disturbed you. I'm far too good a soldier for that." "Oh, I was on duty then," said she. "I was waiting for my own true love that's coming by water to me. And if he comes while I'm gone, I'll turn you into a pinking, and I'll hunt you up and down the rivers of the world, while grass grows and waters run." Then the soldier didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. He said, "What can I do?" "Put me back in the water where you found me," said she. How could I drop a lady like you into the water?" But she was gone. And there at his feet was the little trout. He got a clean dish. He laid the fish in that. And he ran as fast as his legs would carry him down to the water's edge. And he dropped the fish gently in. The water was red for a minute or two by reason of the blood, I suppose. And then it cleared, and the fish swam away. As for that soldier, he was an altered man. He went to confession regular. He fasted 3 times a week. that was never fishy ate in fast days, for after what he'd been through saving your presence, fish would never rest easy in his stomach. And when he left the army, it said that he turned hermit at last, and he used to pray evermore for the soul of a white trout.